Hi, everybody. Woohoo! Yeah, I know, right? I have one of those voices that carries. Sometimes I have to be careful. Like my husband, when he first came into our family, oh my goodness, my cousins, the three of us get together, the volume goes up. Have you got any family like that?
Oh, yeah.
Whoosh. Yeah, it's, I think part, I was born and raised up near Canada in northwestern New York. You know, being a northerner, I don't know, there's something about it. We try to override each other's voices. Never works, and I'm just yelling. So, some of you know me, some of you don't. I'm always in awe of being invited here because I love to be able to share these ideas and tools. And if in any way uplift, I have had a good day. Because that's my journey, and I'm on purpose, and I know that is what a lot of us are looking for. What's our purpose? Well, first and foremost, being present in the presence is your work. The presence, of course, being God, Source, Infinite Intelligence, God, Goddess, Grandmother, Grandfather, however you envision that all that is, as Ernest Holmes would say, the thing itself. In my mind, how I envision something that is imperceivable, of course, is it's like a soup. I am swimming in a constant sea of Source. It breathes me. It beats my heart. It's constantly sending inspiration. If I'm not blocking it, it is always holding the absolute highest and best for every one of its creation, no matter how small or how large. And never does it ever take its focus off of what your heart desires, your wants. Because when you have an attention drawn, when your attention is drawn to something unwanted, to know immediately whether you're able to speak it or not, what's wanted is known by Source, God, immediately. And it puts all its attention there. And that's why we have a guidance system of emotions. So that when we're focusing on something that Source doesn't have that perspective on, it doesn't feel good. Your negative emotions, they are a gift. Diversity on this planet, it is a gift. We are all meant to embrace everything that Creator's ever created, and there's nothing that ain't Creator. Nothing. Not a squinch of what you see, feel, taste, smell, touch isn't God in form. So learning to love it all, which is sometimes a hard pill to swallow. But we humans, we're evolving like crazy. We are in a huge growth spurt as a humanity. And we are opening, like the song says. Opening, all those are true statements because we cannot help but evolve. We came to grow. We did not come to regurgitate garbage that's been going on here. We came to create new. And we are new every day if we choose to be. And leave that behind, whatever that is. And we all have it. We're all humans dragging around some stuff that we, you know, we may feel guilty about or shame about or regret or remorse. Who knows? Who cares? The truth is, when you're feeling those feelings, you're disconnected from your higher Source. Now, it's not meant to be a punishment. It's meant to be an awareness. Do I want to vibrate where it's uncomfortable? Where I feel powerless? Or do I want to vibrate up there in love? And love is a frequency. Know it own it. It's not just a flippant emotion. None of our emotions are just emotions. They are frequencies. They are real. Do you know that you are an incredible receiver? You have smell, taste, touch, hearing, all these amazing senses. And what are they doing? They're interpreting vibration. You see because your eyes are interpreting that vibration. You hear because you are interpreting the vibration coming in. You taste for the same reasons, feel for the same reasons. You are a vibrational interpreter. You are energy in motion. Like everything, even the chair you're sitting on, this podium, nothing's whole. And, you know, we're in a space-time reality where we can get so seduced by what is. Why? Because we have those wonderful senses we've been given. And we have media. Ah! Oh, man. I hope you're not watching a lot of TV. I hope you're not listening to a lot of radio or reading a lot of newspapers or anything that is trying to frighten you. Because, unfortunately, I don't want to sound like I'm putting media so down, because there's really good media out there. And you know how when you watch it, it makes you feel good. And what does that tell you? When you're feeling good, you're watching something aligned with source's perspective. When you're watching something that makes you feel like garbage, scared, worried, oh my gosh, you are pinching yourself off whether you are aware of it or not. It is not that God has abandoned you. You abandoned God. Because you chose to look at something that isn't worth your time. You're such a powerful being that wherever you put your attention, you have emotion that follows. And that creates your point of attraction. And now anything that vibrates close to that is coming your way. So be very, very selective sifters. Look through and around the diversity. Embrace the diversity. It gives us choice and options and new ways of looking at things. It's all for our highest and best. And then you select where you put your attention, where you look, where you feel the best. And I promise you, if you have things going on in your life that are not aligned with source, that are kind of low energy, that have been not happening the way you want them to happen, just take your attention off them. Just because often as humans, we look at what we want, we think, but we are actually looking at the absence of it. We're looking at the unwanted end of the stick. You're not going to get anything from that. Not anything that supports what you want. You're focused on the wrong end of the stick. You got to get to where you can put your attention on what's wanted and keep it there. And you know what? I believe in all of you. We are brilliant creations, and we can take control of this tool, which is a tool. It is not meant to be control central. Not ever, ever. This is your control central. Your heart always knows. Your brain will give you 75 scenarios. 70% are negative. You know, it's going to pigeonhole, categorize. It's doing what it's designed to do. It has gathered so much information. It's the most evolved computer ever. But you take control of it. You decide where you're going to think. And I'm going to take that a step further today. I think as human beings, we are ready to start having an intention of feeling before we think. Think about this for a minute. Most people on the planet have to see it before they can believe it. That is backwards. You must feel it. You must know it as real, as happening for you now, before it can show up in your experience. So you must feel how it feels to have it, now, in this present moment, now, take 5 minutes a day and sit and savor how it feels to have all those desires answered, realized in your life, and you're feeling how it feels for them to be in your life. You take 5 minutes a day to do that, and I promise you, floodgates will open all over the place. But do not look for a straight arrow journey. It doesn't happen that way. Source is going to lead you around to your path of least resistance. That doesn't, sometimes that leads you in a direction you think, what the devil am I going this way for? This just counteracts anything. Trust it. If it came with a good feeling through intuition and inspiration, trust it. Because spirit is going to guide you around your obstacles. You don't have to bloody well know what they are. We've spent way too much time analyzing. What made me feel this way? What made me this way? Who flippin' cares anymore? We don't need to put our time and energy there. Present moment in the presence. That's where all your power is. That's where all the joy is. That's where all the love is, all the expansion, the newness. We talk about this new earth, the fifth dimension, you know, when we're evolving toward this. Honey, I believe Earth is there, and we're going to have to catch up if we're going to have any chance of staying with her. That's my personal. We're at a big crossroads as a species. It's time to choose, and darn it, make it a final decision. I'm going to give you two or three little things that I think will help with staying present in the presence. Decide and commit. You know what it's like to do that. You've done it with certain things. Go back if you need to into your memory temporarily to remember the things that you made a decision on and truly committed to and came to the outcome and went, yes. Because that's what's going to get you where you want to be going. So if you know what you want, then make a commitment and a decision to own it, because you're not going to ever be able to take those desires back. Sorry. If you've had a desire and you've let it go, even if it came from all your attention being on what was not wanted, what was wanted is known and calling you. It will never stop calling you. It's too late. You let the cat out of the bag. Your heart always knows what you're meant to be here doing. So just try. My suggestion is we have to give up all our plans. You know, we're taught from a very young age, oh, have a goal, make a plan, work the plan. Sorry, I am throwing all that out, even with the baby. Because the truth is, we were never meant to have a plan. That's God's work. Our work is to be in alignment, to be happy, to be pouring love out of every pore of our body, and listen for that inspirational guidance for the next step. And it will guide you around your obstacles. It will help you find your path of most joy. Because that's really what the path of least resistance is. It's your path of most joy. Follow it. You know that old saying, follow your bliss. And we thought it was all just hippie talk. Well, I'm an old hippie. And I believe it to the bone. Follow your bliss. If you're staying 70, 80% of your day in happiness and up there in appreciation and love, and honey, your life will flow so magically. It's when you allow yourself to, and I'm going to say this, indulge in the garbage that is what is. People come up and say, oh, did you hear about da da da? Not really interested, not to be disrespectful. Walk away. don't stand there and feel like you have to engage with negative stuff. You are a creator. Turn it. Make it positive if you can. But if you find this person is determined in pulling your vibration down, walk away. I'm sorry. We have to be very, very, very careful because we have become that powerful. Your focus and where your attention is creating your life. And not for nothing, you are a huge influence on all those around you. Not your words, your energy, and how you live your life. You model your happiness. You model that joy. You model that connection. And people will be like, everything just comes to you. Uh-huh. And it can do for you too. Why are you putting up your resistance? And that's always the question. Number two, recognize feeling good is the most important thing. Don't let anyone steal your joy, rob your joy, no way, no how. If they start to rain on your parade, walk away. I'm sorry, I'm going to be tough now. We are too far down the road as a human species, and we are truly being called to shine that light brighter than ever. Ever. Do not be ashamed of your truth. You are a God being of love and light. And there's no apology necessary there. I'm telling you that. Number three, and we talked briefly, a couple of us before service. First thing, not going to pull any punches, no more. You may go to the bathroom if you absolutely have to, but first thing in the morning, dang it, align with source. Make it your business to say, good morning. Thank you for another day to co-create with you on the planet. My gosh, what are we going to do today? What kind of fun are we going to get up to? I am open, open, open to anything you lead me to. And I know that I take you everywhere with me. You're my words that come out of my mouth. You're what I listen with. You're what I'm seeing with. I'm knowing we are inseparable today. And then go about your day. Meditate, pray, whatever you do normally. But start your day knowing who you are. And don't, if you can, don't let anything shake you off that. When it does, you say, nope, I live in the present moment. I create in the present moment. My power's in the present moment. I'm not going to join you there. You know, our loved ones, God bless them. I've heard people say, well, if I act like that, my son will think I've forsaken him. Darlings, you got nothing to offer him if you're down there wallowing. No answers, nothing. And it doesn't help them a bit. What you need to explain to that dear loved one is, honey, I am helping you more, so much more by staying up here in love and appreciation and joy, because this is where the solutions reside. And I'm not going to go down there and be with you. That doesn't mean I don't understand and have compassion for what you're doing, but I am not joining you there. I'm sorry, I'm going to stay here and know. And you know what I'm going to know? I'm going to know my version of you, my higher self version of you, the one that God has for you. And I do. I'll spend time every day thinking of my son as this brilliant, accomplished, healthy, happy, whole person living with peace in his heart, joy, and goes out in the world and is not afraid of being a loving, kind person. Now, you hold those kind of knowings about people, you know what's going to happen to you? When you see them, that's exactly what you're going to attract. You're not going to attract any of their negative attributes if you haven't focused on them. But if you're going to visit somebody that you think, oh, they're always so depressed. Oh, my God, every time I'm there, all they talk about is politics and negativity. Okay, honey, get your hat and your, get, you know, tie yourself in tight because you're in for a real nice visit. because that's exactly what you're going to draw out of that person. Exactly. In spades. Yes, you are that powerful. So if you really want to be an influencer, and really that's all we can be, we can only create in our life, but we can be incredible influence to those we care and love by staying in a high flying frequency and knowing them as their real self. Focusing, visualizing, taking time to think about them as this shining, brilliant creation of God. That is a tremendous influence to anybody who needs help in this world, I promise you. There is nothing more important than releasing resistance. And resistance is any negative emotions. Now, will you grieve? Of course. Will you be sad? Absolutely. Will things catch you out of left field and take your vibration down? Sure. You're human. You can't get around that one. You contracted for it. However, you can catch yourself so much faster now. If you decide today to commit to feeling good moment by moment, by moment. You don't have to say, I'm going to feel good all day today and then feel disappointed at noon when you don't. You see what I'm saying? Don't sabotage yourself. I'm going to be happy in this moment and this one. And when I find myself in a moment I'm not so happy, whoop, what thoughts am I thinking that is creating this division? It's small right now. I can take care of it like that. It's like a spark on my sweater, right? If I catch it early, it's not going to do any damage. That's the creators you are have evolved and are currently walking the earth being. You have that much power. You are absolutely in control of your life. And if you choose to do that with God, Source, as your constant companion, as cheesy as that sounds. If somebody had said that to me when I was 20, I'd have gone, oh, please, a Bible beater. You know, right? But the truth is, the older I've gotten and the more years I've lived on the planet, I've realized that it's not so much about a God separate from me. Oh, heavens, no, that's not at all the deal. What I've realized is we have thrown the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to religion because spirituality went with it. We are spiritual beings. We can't do that. We're miserable if we don't have a connection to our higher self. And I think that's the sad part of people pushing so hard against the church. You know, I know all paths lead home, right? So I also know everybody is right. Chew on that a minute. In their life, in their world, what they're creating, don't you think they think they're right? Of course they do, and so do you. So can't we all be right? Yes, it's called allowing and acceptance. Yeah. So present with the presence. Know your power. You know your power. You feel it sometimes just now and again. More often, I hope. Hope you're living there some. Where you purposely make an intention for your day. And then let go without a plan and see it unfold as something so flippin' magical it takes your breath away. That's the proof you will take home and decide, I guess spirit is with me all the time when I'm not in its way. Because flow is your nature. Ease and flow is your nature. Peace and harmony are your nature. Perfect health is your nature. It is who you are. Resistance is your biggest enemy. I don't want you to take that wrong because emotion is not your enemy. It is guidance. But when you feel that negative emotion, you must know you are in dangerous territory. You're hanging out where spirit can't help you. It's like being on the raw and ragged edge. So allow the energy that creates worlds to assist you. Connect first thing every day and think about it throughout your day. Have I got Sorth with me now? What's next? What's the fun thing we're going to do next? Let go of the control, kids. Stop planning. I'm going to leave you with this wonderful quote from Ernest. I know that there is a presence and perfect law irresistibly drawing into my experience everything that makes life happy and worthwhile. The good I receive is but the completion of a circle, the fulfillment of my desire for all. I have placed my reliance in the power, the presence, and the perfection of God. Therefore, I have dominion over all apparent evil. I repudiate all its claims, cast out every fear of or belief in that which is not good. I exercise the dominion that by divine right belongs to me and all of you. And so it is.